Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thank you for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show. All right. So, you have left the Elemental Temple. You've come back to the Artificer's kind of area, which thanks to Dindal's research, you now know is only a portion of the library in total. You have to go somewhere else to get to the library, but you're real close. So, you all...
I'll cast the hut.
You cast the hut. You cast Pizza the Hut.
Thank you. Pizza the Hut has been cast.
You guys have a good night.
I'm going to do something before we go to bed.
Oh, okay. So,
we cast the dome. We all go to sleep. I'll read for a little bit. And then I pick up the dream totem.
Yes.
And I cast dream before I go to sleep.
Okay. All right. Dindal.
So I think of a memory with my dad.
Okay.
And just kind of like, just like a very simple thing. Like us, we're sitting on a log looking out at a lake as we're traveling from one town to another. And I just want to see him.
Okay. So, how old were you when he died? 4?
I was pretty young, yeah.
Okay. So you're 3.5, 4 years old. And, you remember this one specific night. You guys have been traveling for 2 days. It'd been really dusty. It was hot, and you know, your dad kept saying, you know, as soon as we find a good body of water, we'll stop and we'll fish. Your dad was good with his hands. He was, you know, good fisherman, good tradesman, good craftsman, all these things. So you find this lake, lake's a misnomer. It's a big pond, but, your mom goes to set up camp. And she tells you, you know, tells you and your dad, you know, hey, go fish. So the two of you, you're sitting on the bank, the grass is real high, and, your dad, he actually wades out into the water, and you're a little scared of it at this point. And he keeps trying to get you to come out, and you won't do it. You won't do it. So you're sitting there and you watch him.
I was 7 when he died.
Okay, just you were 7.
Just for reference.
So he's standing in the water, and he's laughing, he's telling you jokes, telling you stories, and he says, "Hey, Dino, watch this." And faster than you see it, he slaps his hand beneath the water, and he pulls out this fish, and like you've never seen him do that. Like, you think it's the most incredible thing in the world.
And so me, Dindal, adult Dindal, was being able to watch this.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like smiling as I'm kind of like watching. I was like thinking to myself, like, I never knew. Just so much more than a man. So I'm just going to kind of watch for a little bit until they come back on shore.
Okay. So the memory goes on. He comes up and he tells you, he says, "Hey, the fireflies are starting to come out. Why don't you catch a few real fast?" And so you kind of laugh, and you're trying to get them, and where you can't see it, he guts the fish, 'cause he knows it'll make you squeamish. He cleans the fish, and He says, all right, bub, it's time for dinner. Let's go find Mama. And so you run off ahead of him, and he turns back out to the, like, looking back out at the pond, and you hear him say, you know, this place could be home. And you get this sense of, like, unrealized dreams. And as, like, you see it and it goes away real fast. And so he turns back around and he follows you back to the little wagon.
So I'll kind of follow them.
So you walk back and you watch yourself. You've got a few little toys. You've got one book that they bought for you about a month back, and you can't read yet, but it's got some illustrations, and you realize when you look at it that you think your mom might still have that book somewhere. In the dream, you can't quite make out the title because your younger self, you never, like, picked it up. You know, it's just sitting in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a mental note to ask her about it someday. Your parents, they cook the meal, and pretty quickly, like, you eat and you go to bed. And they are sitting there around the campfire, and your mom says, I think I'm gonna turn in. And your dad says, yeah, I'm gonna walk around the camp a little bit, but I'll be in a bed soon. I'm tired. And she says, okay, you know, and she gives him a kiss goodnight, and you watch for a couple of hours, and he stands by the campfire. And nothing's changed in him. You watch the fire slowly, like, get low. And he goes to put a couple of logs on. And when he does, the shirt that he wears, it had pockets in it, and so, like, he would keep knickknacks and different things in different pockets. You very much have the same habit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that's where that habit comes from. But as he goes to put one of the logs in the fire, something falls out of his pocket into the coal bed. And you just watch him nonchalantly. He grabs it out. And when he does, when he pulls his hand out, just his fingertips, you see scales on his fingertips. And he puts it back in his pocket, and he kind of shakes his hand. And
I kind of, like, audibly, like, so it's true, huh? I didn't think I'd believe it, so I saw it with my own eyes. I'll kind of, like, get a little closer and just kind of, like, sit and kind of, like, I don't think he can answer, but I'm just kind of like, what brought you here, Dad? Why would you come here? Were you forced here? Did you run away?
So you watch, and as you look at his face, like, he's older than you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your head, he was this young, kind of full of life guy. You know enough now, though, that the disease, this is the early stages of the disease that ended up killing him. This is you can kind of see it in his face. He looks tired more than anything, worn down, frayed at the edges a little bit. Think Bilbo before he leaves the Shire. Mm-hmm. And eventually he'll put a couple more logs on, and then he will go. He crawls in the wagon next to your mom and you.
I kind of go over to the fire and I just kind of like sit in the log. Just kind of like stare into the fire until, for as long as I can, I guess. Just thinking.
Okay. So the night ends and you wake from the dream. And you do take a point of exhaustion. You see that Galen is... he's finished his trance, but he's just sitting in the dome. Galen, would you...
I was working on my maul.
Okay.
Will that wake us up?
No, I can...
Okay. Just make sure you're not like... No, I'm loud hammering.
I'm facing... Like, I'm using small chisels and stuff to scrape away the face to get the face of the maul. So it's not like big hammer and chisel. It's little
tiny
little ticks of, scraping and stuff.
Excuse me, sorry. So morning comes and everybody wakes up. For the readers, everybody leveled up in the night. So all our what level are we now?
Nine.
Cool.
Anybody multi-classed?
No, you get business.
Oh, that's right.
I just need y'all to know that I have a spell. I have access to a spell called Infernal Calling, where I can summon a devil from the nine hells.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I think that's silly. Keep going.
Molly's back.
Back again.
So, everybody wakes up. You drop the dome. Dindal looks a little tired. Like he didn't get a good night's sleep.
Do we notice that?
Outside of him looking tired, you're not really... I mean, yeah, you notice him tired, but...
But nothing though.
Nothing that would clue you in.
Okay.
So, the day is yours. What would you like to do?
So are we going back to the...
We're going to go... We need
to the mirror room?
Yes, without touching mirrors.
Yes.
Because I think that's the only way we have to go. I mean, there's another staircase up, but we need to clear this floor. Yeah. There really hasn't been much on this floor.
I mean, other than the devil and the...
But not like...
The book.
Not like real books. Like
no, yeah.
Not like a... floor in the library. This is not what I was expecting.
The journal that I looked at yesterday said that the real library is up these stairs, and I point to on the map A1.
Oh.
There's a cleric temple to Altana, and that's the real library. So the other ones, I think the alchemist found and was able to cobble together things here and there.
Do we want to clear that floor, or should we say we're going to go back to it if it's not the real library and not where we're supposed to be going?
It does seem like a risk to go back up those stairs.
Yeah.
If that's not the real mission.
I agree.
Yeah, I think maybe we put a pin in that until later notice, but...
Yes.
As I said, your call. That's my two cents.
No, I'm completely with you. I think we're supposed to be, we have a task that we're supposed to be doing that obviously led us somewhere very different and wasted. I mean, how much, like, what day is it now?
At least 8 days, right?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
I mean, we left a long, like, that was a lot for us to get nothing accomplished.
Yeah. Possibly one book for 8 hours when we had, like, 30-something books in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Well, but this is also, according to that, this is also not the library here, right? This is some alchemist's place, and he's connected to the library.
It's true.
This is essentially like the basement of the library.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the basement of the library. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, if something crazy happens, we can go back to the other one, but I don't think we bother with it for now.
Are we good with
that? So you're gonna abandon B for the moment.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So where would you like to go?
Go to A1.
I'm going to trust you because I can't find the map, so.
Okay.
Before we leave, I'm going to let the other two go up, and I'm going to kind of pull on Kathra. Hey, I'm sorry I gave you grief the other day. You put me in my place, and I deserved it. I was kind of being a brat. I think I was reacting to emotions that I don't delve into very much. So I just wanted to say sorry about that. And, I have no reason to distrust you and all that, but sorry.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think we need to be more unified, not less. And that wasn't doing a good job of that. And so, sorry about putting my foot in my mouth and being a brat.
I appreciate the apology. Like I said, maybe I said it a little too forcefully, but I want to keep you guys safe. And so... when I react maybe a little more strongly or take a breath, it is because I do want you guys to stay safe. I do care about you guys.
I think sometimes I forget that. I think I see you as the boss, as the authoritarian, and I forget that you do care about us. And maybe I was a little scared that you were not there to... lead, and I threw a hissy fit about it, and
I was only gone like 3 minutes.
I know. I said I was being a baby. I was being a brat. I can admit that. So sorry I acted that way. So I don't know. There's probably a lot of reasons why I said what I said and why I did what I did. I probably need a therapist, but there's not time for that right now. But yeah, I think I maybe have some abandonment issues. My dad died when I was young, and seeing you kind of leave, I don't know, maybe it just brought back that memory, and seeing that he was a dragon, and maybe that brought up those things, and I don't know. There's probably a lot there that I need to delve into, but I didn't react
obviously,
well.
Yeah,
probably obvious.
So. We're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I don't want to walk around eggshells with you anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like I was a little bit that yesterday after. So I'll follow your lead and I won't.
Yeah. And I mean, I value your opinion and your insight. You have a lot of knowledge. And I don't want to be the authoritarian and it's my way or no way. I value you guys' opinion, but there are some times that I'm going to put my foot down and say, don't do this. I do have a little more experience in the world than you guys.
A lot more than me.
So, yeah. But we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see what we can find. I mean, after yesterday, who knows what we might find today.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
The tomb is also only a few minutes faster, so we wouldn't lose any time on that one. So if we wanted to see if there's anything in the tomb, but otherwise we can do the temple.
So remind me again, the tomb was what?
The note just says tomb, and it says that there's only a few minutes faster, so we wouldn't lose any time.
Okay.
This isn't a, I think we should check it out thing. This is just more of like a, what would be there thing. Like, is there a important, is there, I don't know.
Well, and it's not going to take us a week.
Yes.
You know,
that's hopefully. The other thing.
I will say, so the, once you realize like, oh, there's a tomb there, the couple of things you've picked up about necromancy, like that goes off in your brain.
There are a lot of books about necromancy.
And then the way that he described how the time works in going up C, one day in C is only an hour normally.
And Jordan, you have C done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can go to A and we'll roll like try to go to A. Dare you.
Let's do it then.
Okay, so the real library is up A1,
mm-hmm,
but we can't get through that. We tried that.
We said there was a key, right?
Yeah,
it's a key that you don't have access to.
And the chime thingy didn't work. Did we try?
We didn't try the chime thingy because it's a limited resource.
That's right. Okay, so we can't even get up there. Maybe the key is up in C or.
Maybe the key's in the tomb.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of time lost if we go there. If we go to the ranger outpost, I don't know what would be there. Okay. Ranger wise, I'm not.
Maybe the key's at the ranger post. We've cleared this whole floor. There's nothing. Well, except we didn't go through that one door.
The mind flare one?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go on that one.
No, that was a bad one. Yes. Okay, let's just do the tomb. See if we can find the key.
Maybe it's just going to be like one room. It's probably just one single tomb, like a sarcophagus, right?
Right.
We'll look inside, find the key, and then go back.
What possibly could go wrong going into a tomb?
Why would you say that?
With all of the necromancy books.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love that
fine.
You said that out loud.
They were studying necromancy. They were all good people, apparently.
We mostly do that just to mess with you. That was Angie saying it
fair.
To Meg.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Vecra is definitely not Vecna in disguise.
Don't. I have thought about it the whole time.
All right. Let's go to the tomb and try to find the key so we can go get to the actual library.
Yes. So,
funny.
Bracken, you're probably well-versed in keys, right?
I mean, ish. I know how to get around them.
Would there be any benefit in looking at the keyhole and ascertaining something about it? Like what kind of key we're looking for, shape, design, anything like that?
I guess. Did I try and pick this lock?
There wasn't. It just magically repulsed us.
I mean, I can see what I can figure out, I guess. Did we not try and dispel that?
I'll go over to the thing. Do I see any runes or anything that I can dispel?
Nope.
Bollocks.
You get the sense that it's magical?
I'll detect magic. Do I get a type of magic? Is it more abjuration?
Yeah, it's more abjuration magic. It's defensive.
It's defensive.
I mean, I can look at it. I see what I can see, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look at the door, at the lock specifically, see if I can figure anything out about it, I guess.
Okay. So you go to look at it. And, I mean, it looks like a really hard lock to pick.
But I feel like without actually, like, picking it, I can't really get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
mean, it looks complicated.
And is there a way you can do it?
I can try. I mean, I don't know how it'll work, but I can attempt.
I mean,
I'll attempt to pick the lock, I guess.
Okay.
Do you still have proficiency in it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's because it's a dex proficiency. Oh, I used my reroll. Oh, but luck exists.
And new episode.
New day, not new episode.
Oh, it's a new day.
We took a long rest.
That's fine. I have luck.
No, I meant the rule.
Every yeah, day. Luck is it? Luck is an everyday thing.
Not that one, Daniel.
I was talking about the in-game
one. Oh, the
one.
Big one.
Okay. So I used a luck, but what's that number plus that number? Give me a second. 26.
Oh. Okay. All you're doing is investigating the lock.
I was trying to lockpick it. Lockpick.
Oh, you're trying to lockpick it?
Yeah. I can roll investigation, but I was trying to pick it.
No. So you go to pick it, and like you get to the last tumbler, and ding, your pick breaks.
Dang it. On a 26? That's stupid. And I kind of pull the pick out and go, not quite. Almost. I was in the last tumbler, but this is real complicated. I mean, I can keep trying, but I broke a pick, so.
Do you have a lot of them? Is that like a just grab a new one kind of thing? Or is it like you only have like one left?
I think I just have one set, right?
Yeah, you have one set.
Yeah, I mean, I just have the one set. Might be able to fix it, but right now, at least, might be better off. Might save us time looking for the key itself.
Okay. All right. So, do I head to the tomb?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you've got to go back into that D room. Do you want to bring the gargoyle with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you go into D. All right. So I'm not gonna send you the whole map. I'm gonna send you a portion. Of
like
the
you could
map.
If you felt like it.
So later on, I will send you the full map. So you come up the staircase, and Dindal, when you come up, you look and you see the same kind of like runic inscription that confirms the time slip. So time passes 15 minutes quicker in the tomb than it does in the alchemist portion. So, it's only a 15-minute delay. Or 15-minute loss, I guess.
Which one? Where are we at? We're coming up the stairs
so,
right by 16?
Yep.
Okay.
Right by 16.
Okay, heard.
So, and you guys should see rooms 16, 8, 19, 14, and 9.
Yeah. The tomb is which one?
Yes. The whole area.
Horrifying. Great.
Uh-huh.
Hate that. Thanks, I hate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, cool.
Alright, so you come up you come up these stairs, and where the temple was like red sandstone, this is like white alabaster marble. This place is clean. And it is in pristine condition. So you immediately come up the stairs, and there, like, the only path forward is there's a door to your left.
Bracken.
Mm.
Door.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You have one job.
Yeah. Okay. It is... 15 for check for traps?
Yep. There is a trap.
Okay.
You see there's a, it looks like an inflated, balloon or like a bladder.
Okay.
It's pressurized.
Okay.
And you're not sure what's in it, but it can't be good.
Okay.
So roll your dex to disable the trap.
Okay. Can we do dex plus proficiency or just dex?
Dex plus proficiency.
Amazing. So dex is, I gotta find it. It's just dex, right? Not mm-hmm. a save?
Yeah.
Okay. 23.
Yeah.
Yeah,
23. So you spot the trap. You...
24, sorry.
Okay. So visually, think like a large balloon.
Okay.
That's... honestly, think like a big water balloon.
Yeah.
So you grab the where it would trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You disable the trigger.
Okay.
So you're left with what is essentially a water balloon full of acid.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, the door is not locked.
Okay.
And it is now disarmed.
All right. It's all safe now, Galen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will open the door.
Okay. You open the door. It is a... so this room, it's 30 by 30. So the squares are... They're 10-foot squares. And where this hallway was pristine, the inside is not. It is... covered in ick and ichor.
Ew.
Gross, icky stuff. Galen, you know more. Open the door. When you open the door, roll perception for me.
14.
Okay. So you see... you've seen orcs before. What turns around and looks at you when you open the door is an undead orc. So I'm gonna need you to roll initiative. What is your initiative, Brack?
It was 7.
Okay. Randall?
18.
Galen?
20.
And Catherine?
10.
Okay. Initiative those guys. Okay. All right. So, Galen, you open the door. You see two orcs and then a larger creature behind it. You're not sure what it is. You were at the top of the initiative order. So, what would you like to do?
Are they in this arrangement?
Yes.
And I'm here where my token is, or are we coming in from the top?
You're coming in from the side. That's just where it, that's where okay. I put the token, so you can feel free to move.
So do I have enough movement to get here with my 45 movement?
Yeah.
All right. I will move there. I will... Rage.
Okay.
Where is
my... So you step between the half ogre and the orc.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
And I will take my two swings at the biggest ugly.
Okay.
And I'm going to go reckless.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
With my maul. Double checking. That is 28.
28 points
to hit.
Oh, yeah.
I got to hit first, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. So. That is. Crummy damage. 13 bludgeoning damage from the maul. And then second swing. That's a 24 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
And that's much better damage. 17.
Okay, what's the overall damage?
17 plus 13 to be 30 total between the two swings.
Okay. You cleave him into. Amazing. Or you don't. Well,
I bash him into the ground?
Yeah. Sweet. Yep.
That friend is gone.
Yep.
We must have more friends.
Friend we never got to make.
Oh, that's a callback. All right. Bendel, you are next in combat.
I am. What do these guys look like as far as structural integrity? Are these like decrepit?
They're not decrepit, but they are undead.
Okay. I'm going to cast Bless on the three of us.
Okay.
And then. Move to the far corner.
Okay.
This one?
This one? Yeah, the top corner.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, so that's the end of your turn, Kathra.
Yes. So, I want to... I want to, okay. I'm going to use meta magic and do twin spell.
Oh, love that.
And then I would like to, scorching ray them.
Okay.
So, is it one roll or do I roll separately for them?
It's one roll and because it twins, it...
Okay.
I don't know that Scorching Ray can be twinned because it's three rays and three attack rolls and can target multiple creatures.
Oh, can it?
Yeah, Scorching Ray.
Oh, well. So
three attacks.
Okay, fine. I won't do Scorching Ray. I'll do Sacred Flame then.
That works.
I'll just Sacred Flame twin spell. The first one is a 16 to... Or I guess it's a 16 to hit.
Yeah, 16 hits.
Okay, and...
Which one of them are you hitting? A or B?
Both. If I have twin both. Spell...
Yep, you're right.
Right. These are eights. Okay. That is 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Radiant damage.
Love that. Okay.
And, oh, I guess I should have said I stepped into the room.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Wait, where am I? Yeah. I stepped in, like, right here.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to stay right there.
Okay. All right. So it is now the orc's turn. Galen, this orc is going to step up next to you. So he is going to swing with his great axe. Let's see. 9 to hit. Does not hit.
No, it does not.
Okay. So, he only gets one attack. The other orc is going to try to touch you. Sounds weird. I'm sorry. 24 to hit.
It hits.
That hits, okay. So he's going to swing at you with his great axe. He only does 4 damage. Son of a...
Is that 4...
Oh, wait. I have advantage on you, don't I?
You do.
Mm. Never mind.
I mean, the first one would have got that 24 then.
Yeah.
So he would have hit me for...
He hit you for 4.
Is that already halved?
No.
So he hit me for 2.
Okay. All right. So then the second orc, who does not have advantage...
Well, everybody has advantage against me. I went reckless. Everybody who attacks me has advantage.
Okay. 18 to hit?
Just hits.
Okay. 12 points of slashing damage.
Reduced to 6.
Okay. All right. Brack, it is your turn.
Okay. Can I see the... Oh, yeah. Okay. And these squares are 5?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go, let's see. Oh, the really big one's gone already?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going.
Galen one-shotted him.
Amazing. Towards one creature. Okay, so I'm going to move. And then, but that's within 5, 10 feet. Well, okay, I'm going to go back to where I was, sorry, because if I get too close, I can't do this. So I'm going to go right inside the door, and then I'll cast Eldritch Blast at the orc above.
Orc Gale. B.
Yeah, orc B. So, but I have two
Eldritch Blasts.
Yeah, 2 Eldritch Blasts.
You're joking me.
Oh, what?
You're joking me.
What?
They're both ones.
They are both ones.
They're both ones.
Okay. So
oh, God.
Here's what happens.
So bad at this.
Oh,
how
God.
Do they hate you?
Is there a tabletop RPG system that favors the nat one? Because maybe we need to play that system. Oh, no. Bracken.
So,
oh God, right there.
You are not used to your power yet.
Mm-hmm.
Galen, you are unfortunately in the crosshairs.
So do I have to roll to hit Galen now?
You do.
Oh no!
Oh, you're not gonna hit me either. You can't roll for crap.
Hopefully.
Well, so your spell goes off, and so it hits Galen.
No. What did you
One
roll?
One of them is a 20.
Okay. Yep.
So crit on Galen or just...
Yep. Well, one's a 20 and one's a 14 plus stuff. What's your AC?
18.
A 20 hits,
I think it
though.
Might actually hit. I think both of them hit.
Yep.
Well, it would have been advantage against me, so...
So the nat 20 is the one.
Well, that one for sure. I swear to God, if it's another 20... It's not. It's a 10.
It's an advantage, though, isn't it?
The 20 is, but it's still...
Yeah, you should be rolling 4 times, not 3.
Yeah. I just rolled this one again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine. It's a 20 and a 20 plus 5. So, 14 plus a 5. So, yeah, they both... Are you kidding
me? Uh-huh. Sorry, Galen.
When you fire at us, it's like locked in.
So I was trying to deal with some crap that my computer's doing. What did you cast on me?
Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast twice. Oh, one of them is a crit. Oopsies.
I'm going to resist half the damage anyway.
That's fine. I'm just going to, instead of doubling the die, I'm just going to roll 3. Okay, I mean, that's fine. It's not that bad. Ugh. 14. Ugh. Oh, but you're pushed 10 feet away because of Eldritch Invocations.
Okay. So you're pushed.
Is it 10 plus, like for each?
For each hit,
beam?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so does that mean he just smashes into the orc?
14 total damage between the two blasts?
Yes.
Halved to 7?
Thank God.
Okay. So you're pushed through the orcs. Does that give them opportunity? No.
Unfortunately not.
So do I knock the orc A down, like bowling past him to
No.
Yeah, it'd be more fun.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm now 5, 10, 15, 20. I'm there. Cause it's 10 feet per blast.
Oh yeah.
So I'm now
20 feet away.
20 feet. Well, I'm 15 feet from orc A.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
I just have one question.
Ah.
Is the one with the green ring wearing a salmon hat?
Oh my gosh.
So no. He's orca.
And ew.
They're no. Wearing salmon hats for the first time in 40 years.
Okay, Kaelin, your turn.
I move back. I'm going to go here.
Okay. Move back in between Orc A and Orc B.
Yeah. And I'm going to swing at B.
All right.
I am going to bonus action Orc B.
Okay.
Or bonus action Hex. That's what the word I was forgetting. Bonus action Hex Orc B. Okay. Keep going.
Okay.
There's something I was going to do.
21 to hit Orc B.
That hits.
Fourteen.
Okay, he crumbles to the floor.
And then Orc A. 27 to hit.
Okay. Also hits.
Aw. I may not one-shot this guy. 11 damage.
He also falls. So. You are out of combat.
I immediately run up to Galen. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Oh, that was you?
No.
Definitely wasn't me.
It was Steindl for sure.
Yeah, no,
I don't even know that spell.
You don't know what it was? I mean, you should, because it was... Yeah, that's my bad. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I was up in the mix, and it can happen to anybody.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Kidding.
So, with these creatures dead... the room is clear. If you want to investigate the room, you can.
Can I check the bodies? Are these the only three bodies in here?
Yep.
Okay. Can I check them and, you know, look over, see what see if I can see mainly what, like, did something like on them bring them back?
Mm-hmm.
Or.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's an investigation.
It is.
No, I'm probably not going to see much of anything. That's a 7.
Nope.
And there's just the one other door?
Yeah, just the one other door.
I'll go over and detect the door magic. Detect magic on the door.
Detect the door magic.
Detect door.
I detect the door.
Guys, I found it.
It is a door. It's a mimic. It eats us. We die.
So... that door.
It's probably not going to kill us if it's a mimic, judging by the other one that I fought.
He soloed.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be honest. I kind of soloed these guys.
Kind of.
I didn't do anything. I cast Bless, which wasn't even necessary. Which is fading.
I damaged Galen.
Yeah. You damaged, quote, damaged Galen. Well.
Yeah.
I'm down a whole 15 points, guys.
You might be like number 2 on the damage scale of like leaderboard on damage on Galen.
Right.
I think it's like Bracken's at like number 1. Everything else is like...
I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time this has happened either.
No, I'm pretty sure you hit me before.
This is the payback for all of the nat 20s at the beginning of the game. This is where they're going.
There must be balance.
Probably, yeah.
Life needs balance.
Balance is all things should be.
So, you check the door. It is a door. There's no...
No magics?
There's no magic on it.
I'm attempting to check it for traps. Sorry. There we go. 15?
Nope, you don't sense any trap.
Okay. Locked?
Nope, not locked.
Not trapped, not locked. Galen, your turn.
All right. I will open the door.
Well, you try. You put your shoulder into it, and the door, like, is stuck. Roll a strength check. Where's everybody standing in the room?
I'm in front of the door.
No,
I'm right behind him because I just cast a technology.
Okay. I'm probably on the other side of him because I just investigated it.
Okay.
I'm just wandering in the back, coming that way.
Okay. Is this athletics or just strength?
It's athletics.
15.
You push and that door don't budge. It's supposed to swing out and like it moves, but it's hitting something on the other side of that wall and you can't push it. Not with that strength roll.
Of course, that'd be the one thing I roll a 4 on.
Do we want to try the Ring of the Ram thing?
Or I can try it.
Catherine is strong.
Yeah, I'll try it. Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, I'll help you if you'd like. It seems to be hitting something. Maybe the two of us can push it.
Okay. What did you say, athletics?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. My athletics is higher than I thought. It was a 17, not a...
Still not enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a natural 20 for 29.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So, Catherine comes up and she just boot kicks it.
No, I had to help her to get that. So
you both,
I loosened it.
You both get a push on the door, and like there is a heavy weight on the other side of this door.
Okay,
And it seems intentional. In the trying to push the door, everybody roll perception for me.
No.
Twelve.
13. 15. Really?
Nat 1?
There are currently 3 dice in the peanut jar right now for crimes. Oh my gosh. Life requires balance. Stop rolling 20s.
So,
do I need to yell at you again? Probably.
Yell at those dice.
That's 3 dice in less than 10 minutes, y'all.
So you get the door wedged out about a foot, and Galen, you're the first to notice. You hear, and you look behind you, and the 3 that you knocked down are back up.
Ew. Good gracious.
So... Okay. So let me put them back in their spots and re-ring them. That sounds weird.
Mm. Do we have to, like, set them on fire or something?
Okay, so we're gonna keep y'all's initiative order.
Okay. Right. I mean, they weren't that hard to kill the last time. You caused more damage than they did.
Listen. Yeah.
I did do that.
So is it my turn?
You went last, so it is Dindal's turn in the initiative order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we just need to walk through the door?
Can we? Is the door move?
Well, the door is open.
It's open like a foot. So.
I'll like back up to the door because I'm over that way. I'm like, you guys are real ugly, so I'm gonna see myself out. I'm gonna cast Vicious Mockery.
Okay.
I need a.
Why is he going into the new room first? This is not a
wisdom save on the whatever one's closest.
Okay, that's gonna be Orc A. So wisdom saving throw, 13.
All right, it's gonna take. Six points of psychic damage.
Ooh, love that.
Has disadvantage on its next attack roll.
Okay.
Man, I'm not going to use any other resources on these things. So I'm just going to stop there.
Did you go into the other room?
I'm just kind of like behind the wall.
So you're like up against the door,
uh-huh.
But you can't get into the next room.
Oh, okay. So I'm just kind of like,
yeah, it's
like pressed up against it.
Like, so again, like there's still something heavy on the other side blocking the door.
Okay.
They got it about a foot open.
Okay. I'm just kind of like in that little like space, kind of like hiding.
All right. So.
By the way, I did Sacred Flame wrong last time.
That's okay.
It was supposed to be a dex save.
Apparent. Kathra.
Okay. So Orc A just took damage, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna Toll the Dead him.
Ooh, love that.
Toll the Dead.
Wisdom save, please.
From Orc A?
Yes.
15.
16.
Oh, nice.
So 2d12.
Ooh, love that. Right? I love Save the Dead. Or save the dead.
Toll the dead.
I was gonna say what? Hello?
What spell are you using, sir?
Oh, that's terrible. 5 points of damage on 2d12.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Oopsies. Mm.
That's less than I did on my 2d4s.
Holy cow.
That's so sad.
All right.
And I am gonna step in front of Dindal.
Okay.
So, I'm guessing Dindal.
I just hunched down a little bit.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's see.
Bracken, you rolled a nat 1 on the perception check, right?
Super dead.
Bracken has no idea what's going on.
I have no clue what's happening right now.
Bracken, it's your turn.
Yeah. Seeing them do something, I'm like, what is going... Oh! I'm gonna because I still have hex up, I'm gonna move my hex to the half ogre.
Okay.
So he is hexed.
Alright.
And then I'm going to attempt! Haha! Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Maybe. I swear to God. Oh. One of them, at least one of them hits for sure. So 24 and 12.
To hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both hit.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so... +17, because I have hex up.
Is that a d6?
I'm looking. I think so, but at higher levels... I can maintain this for 8 hours? Sorry. Where is it? Yeah, d6. That's a four. Where are my sixes? Oh, that is a six. I'm just stupid. What did I say? 17?
Mm-hmm.
20 points of damage.
Love that. Not 220, Jordan.
I know. No, yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's that for sure. Let's make up for my last Eldritch Blast.
Right, is that your turn? You gonna move at all?
Yeah, I'm gonna move. I'll move myself here, but I'm gonna move down a little bit away. Okay. I'll move myself where I'm gonna be.
Move down the wall.
I'll move like
Yeah. I'll move it there.
Okay. All right. So it is now Orc A's turn.
Gross.
He is going to come and dance with Kathra.
Thank you for protecting me.
I'm too far back.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not worried.
So, Kathra.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 hit.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, he's going to swing. You're going to take 9 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
That's his attack. Orc B. What is his movement? 30 feet. Yep. He is going to engage with Dindal.
Bring it, son.
No! You're so squishy.
I'm not that squishy. I got a 16 AC, man.
That's
respectable.
That's mine.
18.
That hits. Okay, fine.
Yeah. 16. 18.
10 points of slashing damage.
I got hit by a rock. That's nothing.
It's a rock. It's a metaphor.
So then... that is his turn. So the half ogre is going to move.
No, that's okay. You don't have to. No, that's fine.
Oh yeah.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
It's gonna move to Bracken.
No, thank you. I don't need more friends. I have plenty, actually.
Alright, so it is going to. So he is gonna.
How much? How close did he get?
He's within 5 feet of you.
Okay. How much speed does he have? Because he's technically 10 feet farther away from me, I realized, because of Eldritch Blast.
Oh, he has 30 feet of move speed.
Dang it.
So.
Okay. Wait a minute. All
right, 8 to hit.
No! Ha!
So, he goes to swing and he misses.
I did duck.
He goes, "Arr-ar-ar-ar!" That is a terrible noise. I apologize.
Ew! No!
It's like gross.
Ew! What?
Spit. Alright. Galen, it is your turn.
Seeing Bracken by themselves over there, Galen's gonna go 5, 10, 15, 20. Does that put me within 5 feet of the...
Yep. Half ogre.
Okay. And I am going to...
Is there any opportunity attack, or is it only... Are you technically in range with the other
one? I'm still in range with the other one.
Okay.
I am going to cast Branding Smite.
Okay.
On my maul. And we're gonna Reckless.
I forget you can cast things.
That's gonna be a dirty 20.
Hits.
To hit. And he's going to take 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Plus 10, oh no, sorry. 8 bludgeoning damage plus 10 radiant damage.
Okay. So he tumbles over on the ground.
Does the radiant damage seem to do anything special?
No.
Okay. And if he crumbles, I will then, because it was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, take my other swing on Orc B.
Okay.
It's 27 to hit.
Yep.
And takes 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. All right. Dino.
Do another vicious mockery on, I guess, Orc B, since he's
right there in front of me.
Yeah, since he's right there in front of me.
Okay.
I'm just going to yell at him. You are even worse up close, friend. Give me a wisdom save.
19.
Oh, bummer. I don't think there's anything.
He understood, and it hurt his feelings. He
said, no, thank you.
He says, I'm going to tell my therapist about this.
You'll be receiving my therapy bill later.
All right, Catherine.
Since Orc A decided to stand right next to me, I would like to use Burning Hands.
Oh, yes.
Dex 16.
Love that. 21.
Oh, okay.
I'm rolling real good.
Fine. Okay. Sorry, one moment here.
One, two.
Okay.
SpongeBob narrated words. 3 moments passed.
3 moments later.
All right. Pumpkin prison too. How does... I should know this because, you know, you've been doing this for years. How does two-weapon fighting work?
You have to hold it with two hands.
No, two well, that's two-handed weapon.
Oh, sorry.
Two-weapon fighting, if you have to have... They both have to have the light property unless you have the two-weapon fighting style. And you can hit with, you can have your, however many attacks you get with your main hand and bonus action attack with your offhand.
But I can't cast a spell and then do this.
That's so. What you need. Is that Warcaster you need to have? Yeah. Right?
I have Warcaster.
Oh.
No, Warcaster.
Warcaster, I can cast
a spell as a spell. Reaction attack. As a.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Warcaster let you have something in your hand and cast a spell.
I don't know.
You can, but it's,
it doesn't give you more attacks.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, not more attacks. I'm just saying I thought you could have a weapon in one hand and then cast. Like, you know,
it says it's a reaction, not a bonus action Warcaster.
Gotcha.
So, well, I'm just going to stand right here then.
Okay.
Is Burning Hands not a first level spell?
Yeah.
Did you do damage?
No.
First level spell, you do damage. Even if they save, it's just half damage.
Is it?
If it's a first level spell, if it's a cantrip, it's not. But just to...
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
if it's a first level spell, it does damage.
Good thing somebody knows my spells.
I just know first level spells in general.
Good thing someone at least knows the rules.
Yeah, so rules. I rolled 9 points of damage, so half of that.
So you take 4 points of fire damage.
Yes, it's okay. Fire.
Okay. And... So he falls, and when he does, he gets extra crispy.
Mm. Amazing.
So you theorize fire?
Fire.
Fire is good.
Fire bad.
No, fire is good.
For us.
Yeah. For him, not so much.
I think guys use fire.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
It's Brack's turn.
Bonus action, I'm going to move my hex to Orc A.
B?
Or B, yeah, whichever one's left.
Yep.
Now
just Orc.
And I'll get advantage for Eldritch Blast because they're flanked, right? Yep. Sick. Okay, so 17 and 7 are my first rolls. Yep. Okay, so 12 for one, 17 for the other, plus 9, or plus 5 for both. So 22... And then 17 to hit.
Yeah, they both hit.
Okay.
Do you get advantage on spells?
That's a good question. Do we? I don't think so, actually.
I think it's only melee.
Yeah, no, it's only melee.
That's fine, because then it was 17 and... was my original roll.
It was enough.
17 and 7.
It was enough to hit, yeah. So you're fine.
14, 17.
Okay.
Points of damage.
Okay. 17 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'm going to move.
I'll so
move
that, that orc actually, falls to the ground.
Oh, sick. Just getting them. I'm going to. Okay, so we don't want this to happen again, right? We should light them on fire, right?
Well, I don't know if I'll light them on fire, but can I use. Because you said extra crispy. So it's not coming back. I mean, do you... I could just do a burning hands on them again.
We can do that too. I was just going to pull
liquor on them and set them on fire. So well, that's probably safer.
I don't know that we really want to set the whole place on fire.
I don't know if it'll set the whole place.
Well, this is how we're getting out to...
No, yeah, I'm saying your idea is better.
Okay, this before they come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am going to... Dindal, you got anything with fire?
I just have a very big spell.
No, don't do
big. I don't want to use a big spell.
I didn't ask how big the room was.
I guess I'll use Burning Hands again.
On both of them?
Yeah, so I'll use two more spell slots.
Okay.
Burning Hands is a
touch. It's a cone.
It's a cone. It's a 15-foot cone. So
I don't
think
they're close enough.
We can move them.
Yeah.
I will move the other orc corpse next to the ogre corpse.
Okay.
So that... Burning Hands hits both of them.
You Burning Hands both of them. Okay. So, now they are not coming back.
Amazing.
So, good job. You figured it out.
The door, it's open. Like, is it open just like a crack that you can see inside of it?
Yeah, it's, you know.
Okay. I'm going to, like, look inside and see what's in front of the door.
So, what's blocking the door is behind it. So, you can... So you can see into the...
Can I not, like, put my head around at all?
It's a very thick door, I'm assuming, right?
Sure. Roll. So do this. Roll dex to, like, force yourself in.
I'm really dexterous, actually. Just kidding. Am I?
Your knees do protest.
Not me. Brandon. Dex save or it's regular save?
They're the same.
Hey, yeah. Dirty 20.
Okay.
To see.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to look around the door to see what's blocking it.
So you go to do that, but it is pitch black.
I have dark vision.
It's magical darkness.
I think I might still be able to see through it. I have to look because it's an Eldritch invocation.
Did you pick that invocation?
I super did. Yeah. Devil sight. You can see normally in darkness, both magical and non-magical.
Fantastic. Okay.
That's lovingly excessive.
It's the only time I've done it tonight, and it's been warranted other times.
That's true. So there is a large stone blocking this doorway. And what you see beyond it, the little bit that you can see, is for however like disgusting this room was, it's worse.
Ew. You don't know. I just saw your message in the player chat or in the group chat.
I was like,
okay. I'm looking at the map again. So we were just in what?
So room 16.
Okay, yeah. So I'm looking around. I'm just looking into the hallway.
Yep.
Of the next. Okay.
And it looks much worse.
Okay. So first of all, can I tell it's magical darkness?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, real dark down there. Magically, there's a stone in front of the door, and then however gross this is, it's so much worse. But I might be able to move the stone if we want me to, unless you guys want to try and force it again.
Now that we've got an opening, should be easier to push.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys try again. And
do we each want to roll?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So, Galen, you're 26. You push it a little bit more, but then it just stops, and it's like
it's to a point it doesn't.
It's to a point that it's wedged.
Yeah.
So the door, like, short of knocking the door off its hinges, which you could do, you have the strength to do it. That door's not going to move anymore.
Is it enough that I can get in and around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you've got to squeeze through, but it like.
Yes. So I'll squeeze through.
Can you see in magical darkness?
No, but I can feel around to because it's wedged behind the door. Mm-hmm. I'm going to climb around and I'm going to like brace my back against the door wall corner there and try to push with my feet to push the rock out past the door.
Okay.
So that the door will open more.
You're trying to push it down the hallway?
Yeah. I'm pushing it according to this diagram. I'm trying to push it towards the corner there because 16 comes out this way. Is the door swinging left or right?
Door swings out to the right.
Okay. I'm trying to get the rock far enough toward this top corner here of the hallway.
The top corner is what it's wedged against. So
I'll say, do we want to... This is as open as it's going to get. Do we want to try to take the door off the hinges? Or do we want to just squeeze through?
I kind of say we try... If this is what was in this last room, we try and be as quiet as possible.
Yeah, we just squeeze through. How tall is this block? Like, can we go over the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not tall, but it's a big wedge.
Yeah.
And okay. I have an idea you're not going to love, but because I can see through this, I can also be practically near invisible. And I can at least look around the corners to make sure there's nothing immediately there to let you guys know what's there.
So
I'm not going far ahead just to look around corners and see what's there.
So I know it's magical darkness, or I don't know that.
You would because you can see in and you would normally be able to see and you can't.
Would I know, can like a light cantrip or something work in magical darkness? Would I know that?
We've not really
not that I have one, but maybe.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one either. Never mind. We don't have any way to light stuff.
Yeah, the only for magical darkness,
it doesn't allow light.
You have to cast a light spell higher level than the magical darkness was cast. And so if we don't have probably because darkness is
this might have been an oversight.
It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. So I can at least again, I can be near and basically invisible. I can get around the corners, see what's around before you guys follow behind. Not that I'm going to engage in anything, but just to see what's going on.
Do you want Pale Eyes to go with you, just as a means of being able to keep tabs on you mentally?
I mean, she can. Yeah, I don't plan on going much farther. I figured.
Yeah, only go 100 feet and then come back. So I'll.
Okay.
Put Pale Eyes on their shoulder.
Okay.
And then I'll hold on to somebody. Not that it matters, I guess. I won't be able to see anything anyway.
Yeah, no. So,
Someone just don't let me fall.
I'm going to do another invocation, one with shadows. So if I'm in an area of dim light or darkness, I can use my action to become invisible.
Love that.
Just kidding. Until I move or take action. But I'm still real sneaky. So it's fine. But I am going to gotta get to my. I still have a good stealth, even though it's. But I'm gonna stealth and go up to that bottom corner, and just kind of look around. Sure. So stealth.
Good gracious.
Natural one, but I have advantage, so 18.
So you scoot around with Pale Eyes.
Yeah. And then in perception or?
Yep, perception.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Other than just being covered in
goo?
Yeah.
Does it look like just goo from just being old as heck, or is it goo from dead bits?
Dead bits.
Gross.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Massive undead vibes.
Cute. Love that. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next corner and kind of peek around the longer part of the hallway. Mm-hmm. Does my stealth just keep?
Yeah, your stealth keeps for a while.
18 perception.
Yep. Same.
Okay. Then same thing. I'm going to go up to the top of that corner. And then I'm gonna look around that top corner. 7.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see anything,
okay,
but you start hearing clanking, like,
okay,
the sound of chains rattling.
Okay. Does it sound...
It's moving.
Moving. Does it sound like it is getting louder?
Yes, it is moving towards you.
Okay. Does it sound quick or just leisure?
It lumbers.
But, like, does it sound like it is heading this way on purpose, or it's just heading this way because it's heading this way?
It's just heading this way.
Okay. Then I am going to quietly head back.
We forgot about our stone friend.
Yeah, he's not getting through that door.
That's true.
Stuck in that room.
Yeah, he's stuck in that room.
That's fine.
He
also was not very helpful against the orcs.
No, he was just...
We both forgot. We all forgot.
let's be honest.
I did not know.
But yeah, I'm going to make my way back to the group very quietly. And then once I get back to everyone, just I'm going to whisper to them, but stage whisper. So I heard up until... So I took this corner here, went to the top of this hallway, and I didn't see anything, but it sounded like chains, something with chains on it. I don't know, something heading in this general direction. It didn't sound like it was heading this way because it heard us. It was just roughly in this direction, but...
Just like meandering this way?
Yes. I didn't see anything. Again, we could wait down the long hallway. I could tell you when I see it. Galen, Cathra, Dangle, I don't know if you have any spells that could work, but...
I don't have anything light related. I don't know.
I don't either.
Wait. Do I have...
What would detect magic do in this?
So...
No, go ahead. I'm looking. I'm checking something.
So the way I would rule it is... So detect magic, obviously, you tell it's magical darkness. It's kind of all around you. It's all encompassing. It is coming from a source.
Mm-hmm. But I'm on range of the source, so I can't find it.
For this purpose, just asking, like, would it detect it? Yes. You would actually have to cast it.
Right. All right. So I'm casting it and just kind of like scanning, seeing if I can see anything.
And so let's do this. Let's pair it with an investigation check. Okay. Because you're actively...
Oh, that was actually really good. And that was a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. But I rolled a 19 and an 18. So that is a 26.
Okay.
Nope. 25.
Okay. So back towards the wedge door, you sense that is in that area is the source of the magical darkness.
I think I found a source of this darkness over here by this wedge.
Where?
Come look over here.
Okay.
You see anything over there?
So you do see the big wedge of stone.
Okay.
Just him pointing it out doesn't really clue you in.
All right, so I'll get closer and I'll, like, with my 26, I'll kind of be like, it's right here. Do you see that?
So you would have, they would have to investigate with you because they can see and you can't.
Okay, then I'll just pick it up.
You can't just pick up the stone.
Oh, is the stone itself?
The stone?
Or it's under the stone?
The stone, it's around that area. So you're gonna have to investigate.
It's in this way in general?
Yes.
Wait. I might be able to just stop it.
Do you think we just dispel it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can try. Yeah, so I'm just going to dispel it. Because I forgot I had dispel. So I'm going to cast a spell on... Let me see if I have to... or a magical effect, yeah. So I can just...
Yeah.
I'm going to just dispel it.
Yeah. You've dispelled the magical darkness. Good job.
Can you see now?
Yeah, you will see.
Is it just regular darkness now?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, now it is just regular dark. So if you've got dark vision, you can see.
I'm not going far. I just want to go to kind of the edge of the corner and kind of listen for that sound. Do I hear anything approaching now that it's light or not magically dark, I guess?
Yeah, you still hear it. You have to, like...
Is it intensifying at all? Is it coming closer? Because
you by this point, you've been in the hallway long enough, you've heard it, like, it comes down, it goes away.
Oh, so it's like...
Like a guard. Okay.
Pacing. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not... Hasn't come this way, or... Not looking
for it's it. Not come any closer.
Okay.
I'll say that much.
All right, I don't think the chains are approaching. I think they are continuing to do their sweep of whatever they're doing. Galen, you want to take lead?
Sure.
So, I know this map is small. But, yeah. So, the clanking sound is going back and forth here.
In the hallway in front of 8?
Yep, okay. The hallway in front of 8.
So you have an ability to see in the dark now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Yeah, it's a... Whenever I warlocked, I guess, to her, just something that happens cool. Now, I just guess.
Making sure you can see in the dark now. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now we can all do it.
Now I can see in the dark more than you guys can.
Look at that. Coming up in the world. I'm proud of you.
Aww.
I'll punch him on the shoulder a little bit.
Ow!
That didn't hurt.
You're stronger than you think you are.
No, I'm not. I know I'm not.
I know. I was trying to be nice.
I appreciate that. All right, Galen. There's some chains to watch out for, so be careful.
I will watch out for the chains as I move up and around to... try to get to the corner right before the door of 8.
Gotcha.
And see if I can, like, I'll time it to where the chains have walked away down that, and then I'll go up to the corner and look and try to see if I what I can see
down the hallway.
Down that hallway. Are those 10-foot squares?
Yes, they're 10-foot squares.
That is a good point, though. Do we want me investigating for traps? Because I super yes. wasn't doing that.
Yes.
So I can see all but the last 2 squares. With my dark vision.
Okay.
Looking down that hallway.
Okay. So you do see... you see it just before it disappears into the darkness, but you see a large... you've seen ogres before.
We just fought a half-ogre.
Yeah. This is a... It's a larger ogre. And it... You do see, like, it is... It's got, like, chains on its hand and chains around its waist, and then it, like, disappears into the darkness.
Do the chains... Like, do I see chains on the floor dragging behind it?
Yeah.
And, like...
Like, they're attached to him, and he's dragging them.
Yes. Is the other end attached to anything?
No.
That I can... Okay. No. Like, I didn't know if it was, like, he's chained at the corner down here by 9, or if it's just he has chains on him that he's broken and he is walking around.
Yeah. He has chains that he's broken, and he's just walking around.
Okay. I will go back... towards my friends and tell them, hey, so there's an ogre bigger than the guy in there. I'm guessing at that distance I couldn't tell if he was undead like the others were.
You're not sure.
But he was chained and he broke the chains, it appears. So that's the dangling dragging noise. I don't know if we want to try to take him out in the hallway or if we want to try to sneak past him and get into that next room there.
Is the door for 8, because it looks like in the picture that it's like a little bit into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, is that how it is, or does it, is that just how it looks in the picture?
That's just how it looks in the picture.
Okay, so it's like flush with the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were we able, once it was no longer magical darkness, would we have been able to move that so that Vekra could come with us?
Or... Yes. Yep.
Okay. I would have.
Yeah, it's fine.
Done that so that we can bring, so that he can come, so he's not stuck in that room.
Yeah.
So do we want to risk going into a room, like rushing into a room that we have no intel on, or do we want to try to jump this guy?
I can.
As you're doing this, like the chain gets closer.
Yeah. I assume we're all whispering.
Yeah.
I can. So
I assume we're down at that very south corner talking so that we're far away from the chains.
Okay.
So if I'm not moving when I'm dark, I can be, again, near visible. I could go up to the door in the dark, see through it, know what's in there, like I did before. And then we know if it's worth going in right now or if we need to fight him first. If you would like me to.
I mean,
what's the range on your X-ray vision ring?
Well, I have the ring and I have...
Well,
I think it's 30 feet on both.
Don't you have to go up to the wall to do it?
I can do it for range? Either one, but...
Oh, you can't do it from a distance?
I don't think so. But again, I can be invisible.
True.
Basically, if I'm standing still against the door. So let me see what... So ghostly gaze, I can see a range of 30 feet. And then the ring is, I think, also 30, but I'm looking...
So wait, what are you trying to do again?
So, yeah, 30 feet for both. So if I get up to the door, and I'm not moving, he won't be able to see me. And then I can see through the door, so we know if it's worth... So we know if we need to fight him first, or if we can just run inside.
Okay, makes sense.
Do we all feel okay with that? Mm-hmm. And maybe someone can stand at this corner... Like, right behind...
I mean, the last ones weren't that hard to kill, so...
Yeah, but I'm also squishy, so I'm saying, like, people can stand right at that corner, so...
Yeah.
If something happens, hopefully not, but if something happens, you can grab me.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be good with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you go up to the door.
I'm gonna stealth.
Yep.
Because once... I'm gonna wait, like, I'm gonna kind of peek around to wait till he's at least not... Like, he's turned away.
Okay.
And then I'll sneak up to the door. I'll stop. And then I'm going to do... We've rested, so I can do this. I'm going to use the ring again and look through the door.
Okay. Roll a stealth check for me real quick.
Yep. I don't know what the second one was. I'm going to be honest. I moved it. I think it was a 13, but I don't know. I'm going to use this one. 19. Okay. I don't know what this one was.
Okay. You're fine.
19 for stealth.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. So then I'm going to look into the room.
Okay.
What do I immediately see? Because I can see 30 feet into it.
Yep.
I mean, I have 120 x-ray, but, or 120... dark vision, but x-ray 30 feet into it.
Okay. So, let's see. So the room looks to be empty.
Okay. I'm going to watch for a few seconds. Because, again, as long as I'm not moving or doing anything... I'm just going to watch for a few seconds and see if anything happens. I think I have it for a minute. So I'm just going to watch for a minute.
Okay.
Just, again, to see if there's anything on the far side of the room that comes closer that I can't see.
Okay.
Just to be safe for now.
So you watch. Nothing happens. The chained ogre gets closer.
I do not move.
It begins to walk away.
Okay.
Can they see if it's undead?
Yeah, once it gets closer.
Well, you'll have to disengage from looking in the room.
That's fine. As soon as I hear him walk away, after a minute has passed.
Yep.
After I hear him walk away, I'll kind of just glance, like very slowly, once he's going in the other direction.
Okay. He is halfway down the hall.
Okay. Can I see if he looks undead from this?
Roll perception.
Okay.
And,
Nine.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm invisible, so I'm going to just wait until he, because I want to see if he's undead until he gets closer, because if I'm invisible, he can't see me.
Okay. So he walks all the way to the end. He walks all the way back. And when he does walk back, he does look very undead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to wait till he walks back away from me again before I try. I'm going to sneak back to...
But he doesn't ever come down to where we got.
Nope.
We are.
Nope. He just walks that straight path, straight corridor.
So as soon as he walks by, I'm going to slink back to the group.
Okay.
So, one, undead. Two, as far as I can see into the room, it was fine. I waited for a bit to see if anything would come closer. I didn't see anything. As far as grossness goes, is it just about the same? Just ick?
Yeah.
Goo?
Okay. Yep.
Again, I didn't immediately see anything. I can only see about 30 feet in. So take that as you will. Did I see the other door?
No, I didn't see far.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
You couldn't see far.
Yeah. But as far as I could see, it seemed fine. So there's that.
Tactically, do we just want to try and take this thing out if it's like its buddies? Or do we want to try and stealth this?
I will say, if the door is locked, I don't have any lockpicks right now.
I say we take it out.
Yeah. I mean, the last one wasn't hard, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, preparing to attack the ogre zombie, that is where we will end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.